Welcome to OOBG Radio, the leading destination for the best sports and betting analysis, presented by your hosts, John, Jordan, Dave, and Brian.
Welcome to the OOBG podcast. This week we'll be talking about the World Series winners and some of the stuff that went down at the parade. Also some college football, a little bit on NBA. But first, it's big time games happening in the NFL. Some great games this week, and we're going to go over every one of them and talk a little bit about them. So let's start off, I suppose, with the game tonight, right?
Yeah, let's talk about tonight's game. We got Raiders against 49ers. Line is Raiders plus 2.5. What do you think, guys?
I'm staying away from it. I don't like this game at all.
This game sucks.
It's pretty much whoever loses wins.
It went from 4 to 2.5. You're right. Whoever loses wins. Yeah. They're buying for the first pick in the draft.
I mean, which team has given up harder at this point? Oakland?
I think Oakland.
Like, the Niners are still trying.
They failed at giving away all their players before the trade deadline.
I heard that on Halloween, John Gruden traded his bag of Halloween candy for a 7th rounder.
Nice.
What a great pickup.
I mean, this game is terrible in so many ways.
Yeah, it is.
But
they're both rebuilding. It's just the 49ers, there was high expectation for them before the season. They had so many injuries. I think they get all their players back next year, and they really think they have a hope, whereas Raiders is a true rebuild.
Yes. Yeah. Next year, I think
and they're getting a bunch of picks. I see them even giving away Derek Carr. There was rumors about him going before the trade deadline.
I don't know.
Maybe the Giants.
I heard something this morning on ESPN that the Raiders told Carr that he was going to be the quarterback for the foreseeable future.
I saw that
future.
Too, but they tell people this shit all the time. Right. And who knows what they're really telling him, and it's what they're telling us.
It's a sports thing. Just ask DeRozan about that.
And is Nick Mullins starting tonight for San Francisco? I heard
we do not have a confirmation on a starting quarterback right now.
Okay, because, I heard even C.J. Beathard.
It's early on Thursday. When I was looking at the line or the prop odds, he wasn't listed as the quarterback.
He injured his wrist and his thumb.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
not
still
good.
A big-time rivalry game, though.
It really is.
And that means something.
But there's going to be just as many Raiders fans at this game, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Usually. Salt of the earth.
You know they're 2-31 without Jimmy G? 2-31.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a Hugh Jackson record.
How is that possible?
Well, they're, 4-4 with him, though, too, right?
Something like that. Do you remember when he was undefeated and everybody was talking about that?
I mean, look, it's fine. It's something to get excited about.
All right, so the pick is stay away from this one. You don't want any part of it.
No.
Don't even
the line did fall from 4 to 2.5, so if you have to play all the games, I would lean Raiders.
I got it at 3 this morning.
Yeah, it started at 4.
Hmm. Well, Jared Cook looks good.
Jared Cook does look good.
He's about the only guy in this
you
whole game.
You can see why Brett Favre didn't want to let him go.
Or Kittle, too. Actually, both tight ends. Kittle's good, too. So. Yeah, true enough. All right.
All right, so next up we got the Lions plus 4.5 at Minnesota Vikings. What do you think, guys?
I think the Vikings cover this one.
Really?
Ooh.
No faith in your Lions.
No. They got rid of Golden Tate. That's their leading wide receiver there. I mean, they got Galladay, but, I mean, who else do they got there? They have to depend on Kerryon Johnson and Galladay to get things done on the offense, and then Matt Stafford has who to throw through. I don't even know who their third string is, if their second string is there.
You saw they got rid of Golden Tate for the same pick they would have gotten as a compensatory pick had they let him walk in the offseason.
Oh, that was smart.
So they basically got rid of him for nothing. So you have to wonder if he was a bad locker room fit or something. I do like Galladay a lot. Marvin Jones came on this last week as well.
The day before the trade deadline, Golden Tate was like, no, I think I'm an important piece of this offense. I don't see them trading me. And then the next day they've traded him for a third round.
I mean, those things don't go together necessarily like that. He is a very important part of the offense, but that doesn't mean anything.
I like him as an Eagle a lot, though.
Yeah. Let's
talk about Minnesota, though. That defense is still stout. I like the offense. Thielen is the number one wide receiver fantasy points wise in the entire league this year. And I'll admit, I was wrong about him.
A lot of people were wrong. I mean, there was people saying don't even draft the guy. I thought
Diggs was the guy to own going into
this.
He
still is. Diggs is doing well too.
Diggs is great, but Thielen's good.
Yeah. I love that I have Thielen on my roster.
And Latavius Murray is doing pretty well himself, right? right? I mean, he's
he had a very, very strong game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The Lions have been so hit or miss. I like the Vikings here at home.
Yeah. One step forward, two steps back for the Lions this year, it seems. I mean,
it's always the case.
Yeah.
All right, next up we got Kansas City Chiefs -9 at Cleveland Browns.
The offensive
Browns without
juggernaut.
Hugh Jackson, no.
I think they cover that.
The Cleveland Browns, you think? I got it.
No, not the Browns. No. I think KC covers that easy.
I do too. They're fresh without their coach. Who knows what new changes will be made? I can't see them being prepared for this game.
Even if they were, would it matter?
They have a lot of talent on that
sure,
team.
Sure.
They've had a lot of talent all year.
Underperforming talent.
No, they do, and they've been underperforming. A lot of people were surprised about the Hugh Jackson firing.
I was personally. I talked about that last week.
There has never been a more justified firing in the history of the NFL. Look at his record.
But more Haley too. People were wondering why Haley had to go.
Right.
Because they were seemed to be on opposite sides
heads,
of the fence. Yeah, they were butting heads, so they fired them both.
Well, it's because Hugh Jackson came out and said in the press conference that he's like, maybe I need to take more responsibility on the offense. So he kind of took a stab at his offensive coordinator there.
He did.
And then next thing you know, there's meetings on meetings during the week, and those two are just butting heads all week. And that's what the owner of the team said. He said, we're not just going to put up with that discord in the locker room. It's not going to happen.
I think they needed to get rid of Hugh Jackson. I'm surprised they let him stay for this season. After going 0-16, I would have liked to see them get rid of him. They need to go out and get one of those get a big-name coach to go with all the other pieces they put together there.
Who?
Jim Harbaugh, maybe.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
He's never going anywhere. He will die in Ann Arbor.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think he wants another crack at the pros.
I don't think that's going to happen as soon. I don't see him going to the Browns this year, next year, or the year after, or anywhere.
The Browns has to be a very enticing head coaching job, though, with all that talent.
Yeah, yeah. Totally agree.
They got a number one overall pick on both sides of the ball. Who can say that?
I totally agree, but I still think that he sticks around, and especially look what they're doing this year in Michigan so far. Things are definitely looking up.
I agree. So we all like the Chiefs to cover that 9-point line.
I love the Chiefs.
Line.
I got it at 8, though. So
I like the over, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I also like the over at 51.5.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think the Cleveland's going to be scoring too much in this game.
But I think KC will be scoring
their
a lot.
Their pass rush is so good.
Yeah, KC's D is not so good. It's been okay.
That's true.
They're opportunistic. I mean, I like the turnovers.
Yeah, no, totally.
Especially in recent weeks.
But man,
and
what
Skandrick's
what a
out playing
so
his
we all
pedigree
have that as one of our locks. That is
well, I do.
Yes, as we
that's
should.
My lock.
Quite
that's
frankly
one of my locks. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I hate it because I've been riding Cleveland this entire year as well. Like
you've
I
been riding five different teams. You've
I
been wearing
yeah really like what
day
they've been doing.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we got the big we got the big rivalry game. We've got Pittsburgh Steelers at Baltimore Ravens. Steelers +3. What do you think, guys?
I think the Steelers cover.
I agree. That is another one of my picks. I think the Ravens are on their downward trend right now. They're 1-3. Pittsburgh's 3-1 on their last four, both ATS and straight up.
And Ben's questionable, too, I believe.
Ben is questionable.
I'm not worried about
I think
that
he'll play as well. I take the Ravens in this one. I think their defense is going to be able to shut down Connor in that running game. Yep. They got
God, he had another amazing game this weekend.
37 fantasy points.
Incredible.
Like, why
they have
even bring
to stop
Bell back at this point?
Well, they're not.
They don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like they don't what's the point now?
Turns out they were right the whole time, huh?
Mm. Right.
Bit Bell right in the ass.
Bell made an asshole of himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he did the wrong thing, though. I mean, look what – I forget his name, but the safety, was it –
Cam Chancellor?
No, for the Seahawks. It wasn't Chancellor. It was
– No, the guy who broke his leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. This, you know, that could have happened.
I can't remember.
I forgot his name, too.
Starts with an E.
Earl Campbell,
maybe. Yeah, that sounds
– Yeah, good. There you go. I can't believe
– But the guy, you know, four of us that long flicked off the squad on his way out.
Earl Thomas?
It makes sense, yeah.
Earl Thomas.
And
yeah, Earl Thomas.
Earl Campbell.
You know,
we're going through all of them.
Earl the poor Monroe.
No, it makes sense, and I see why he did what he did.
I see both sides, quite frankly.
I do, but the Steelers just prove that running backs just aren't worth that much. I mean,
well, maybe Connor's just really good, a lot better than anybody thought he was.
That too, but I mean, you don't take, in my opinion, you don't take a Saquon Barkley with the second overall pick when you can get a Jay Ajayi in the fifth.
Debatable. I don't know. I think that's a bad example. I think Saquon Barkley is going to be one of those special guys. But
I do
see
too,
what you're saying.
Actually.
So what do we think about this game?
I like the Ravens to pull it out. I mean, they were really – they should have won last week, at least gone to overtime. Justin Tucker missed – misses a
his
field
first extra point
in
his entire career.
What
misses
a
of the game.
Yep. But what are 27 sacks Baltimore has this.
Oh, their defense is great. Always is.
Yeah.
They have the number one defense in the league. Yeah. Their offense, I think John Brown gets back on track. Flacco finds his deep ball. I really like Hurst to get involved at some point on this team. That was their number one overall pick at tight end.
Yes. Yes, and they've
their first round
since
pick.
Since Heap left, they've really been struggling to find a good tight end. And Flacco's a tight end quarterback.
Exactly. And Hurst has to get going at some point. He's coming back from this injury. And they're going to start looking a lot better. Their third round tight end's been looking better than Hurst does.
Is he on our waiver wire? I need a tight end.
A lot of, you
he
know,
is.
A lot
I'll
of
trade
you, these.
I'll trade you
that real
Jalen
quick.
Hurst.
You guys talk about yourself.
I'll trade you.
Something.
Yeah. Go make a,
I'll
go
trade
make
you
a transaction.
For,
no.
For Chubb.
Nope.
I would actually
give me
do
Golden
that.
Tate.
I would do that all day long. Burton for Chubb.
Burton for Chubb.
Well, he doesn't. Not interested.
Not interested.
Onward.
Although it's got... Sorry, I was just going to say, because it is a rivalry game. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
I
mean,
I think Baltimore will take it.
You always take the points in these rivalry games because both these they're two good squads.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So we got Tampa Bay plus 6.5 at Carolina. Carolina's been looking really good.
Very.
Especially
good.
Cam Newton.
Yes.
Cam's been looking fantastic.
Like if I had him, I wouldn't trade him away.
No, me neither. I actually just traded for him.
For who? From who?
Philip Rivers, actually. I don't know.
Jeez.
Among other players. Let's have a bit of honesty here.
Yeah, Cam Newton is going up. His stock is going up.
He's 30, and how 30 about, points a game easy for you.
30 points a game.
You're welcome.
Easy.
I kind of like DJ Moore there as well.
I do, too. He was the waiver wire pickup this week.
Along with Courtland Sutton.
Courtland Sutton
and,
for
and
sure.
Fitzpatrick, who's also in this game. The only note I made on this game, it was
I wouldn't be
one
picking.
Of my locks is Tampa plus 6.5, and that's only because of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I like the over here at 55.
Yeah, I like the over, and I like Carolina to cover.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's one of my locks. I don't think I think the Fitzmagic era is over.
Did you not see what he did this weekend when he came in?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, but
I mean,
he
I
does
know.
That every time. He, he gets sad. He comes in, he makes a few big plays, and then
a few big plays. He took them back in the second half.
He
it was
did.
Incredible. It was incredible, and they really should have gone that game in overtime. And their defense really let them down.
Their defense has been letting them down all season. Mike Evans questionable for this one. So
I didn't see that.
Really.
Yes.
Doesn't change.
I didn't see that either.
He's banged up. He hasn't practiced all week. So you're looking at what? O.J. Howard, DeSean Jackson.
That's good for me.
He needs to practice today.
I play against them.
Does that mean Jameson Winston's dust from this team? Do you think he's the first one out the door at the end of the season, or is he sticking around?
Where's he going? Who wants
him?
They'll
leave him as a backup.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't have him as a backup because the pedigree is overpaid at this point. They have to trade him to somebody who wants to start him. I don't think so. I think they keep him.
Yeah, look, Ryan Fitzpatrick is not a long-term solution. Neither
like
one of these
30,
guys are.
30 what, 35, 36?
37, I believe.
37.
Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
He's 37 years
old?
Yeah,
he's older. He's been around for a while.
Oh, my God, yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to find what Jameis Winston's contract is looking like.
Yeah,
he's guaranteed until 2019.
Yeah, I don't see them getting rid of him. Nobody's going to trade for him and pick up that contract.
What is his contract?
It's $20.922 million through 2019.
I actually really like him. I just think that it's not the right scheme or system for him. He's got weapons around him. He runs the ball well, makes pretty good decisions.
He is a quality quarterback. I think he's got some attitude issues. I don't know how much that translates onto his on-field problems.
I think he's immature overall.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, not eating too many W's lately.
No.
That is the most horrifying gif that's circulating on the internet.
It's terrible.
Ugh.
All right, next up we got the Jets at Dolphins, plus 3 for the Jets.
Jets need to use their running game if they have one.
Well, Bilal Powell's out.
Yeah. Bilal Powell's out. They don't have a running game.
I like Crowell.
Crowell
a lot.
Is there, but he was also
banged up.
He's the
guy that really needs an opportunity to shine, and this is going to be it if he's going to.
What about Robbie Anderson?
Especially against that Dolphins run defense, which is god awful.
This game's going to be awful, too, by the way.
I think Quincy Enunwa's not going to start in this game.
Okay.
I kind of like Miami here at home to finally do something.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say I agree, but I don't.
No, yeah, I agree. I think Miami covers this one.
Is the Brock Nest monster going to be?
We don't know yet. I didn't get
confirmation. No, they said Tannehill's been ruled out for this game.
Oh.
He is throwing, though. Right. He is on the practice field. But okay.
He has been. He's got that shoulder issue. I think really just Adam Gase lost faith entirely in Tannehill, and that's what we're dealing with here.
Not
I don't know if
do.
It's really an injury thing.
I'm going to stay off this game myself, but I will say that the Dolphins already won in New York, so why should this be all that different, right?
And yeah. Sam Darnold hasn't shown me enough.
Oh, God, he's looking worse and worse every week.
Then the I see them running all over the Dolphins, but the Dolphins' safeties are actually pretty good, some of the best in the league. We'll see what happens.
The weird thing is I was looking through some of the MVP picks for the midseason. There was two or three people that had Sam Darnold. I mean, how could you pick him above Barkley?
Or preseason?
Rookie of the year? Yeah, rookie of the year. Rookie of the year.
Offensive rookie of the year. There's really only one.
Barkley, right?
It's got to be Barkley, in my opinion.
So,
I don't know. Maybe Mayfield, if he can put something together, he's definitely given a spark there. I mean,
yeah, it just seems weird that somebody would pick Darnold. Like you said, he seems to be getting worse every game. But
it seems like it.
Yeah. Well, and Mahomes too.
This is his second year, isn't it?
He sat last year.
What it was.
Remember, he was the 10th pick out of Texas Tech the year
before. Who invited this guy on the podcast?
Yeah, really.
Right?
Anyway. He might win MVP, though.
He's ignoring. He could win MVP, right.
As a first-year player, not rookie.
Not rookie, first year, really. He started one game last year. He won it.
Wow. 1-0.
And he looked so good that they got rid of Alex Smith.
He did when Alex Smith was having a Pro Bowl year.
Yeah.
What a tough yet right choice to make there.
Oh yeah, they definitely
tough. Like I mean, you can imagine there's a lot of long night discussions about that decision. And I mean, if it was me, I wouldn't have done it.
Your quarterback goes to the Pro Bowl and you get rid of him for a third round pick, and then look at the Redskins. What, you got a Pro Bowl quarterback for a third round pick? I'll take it.
Womp womp.
Easy. Speaking of the Redskins. We've got Falcons at Redskins. I actually really like this game a lot. Falcons plus 1.5. What do you guys think?
Falcons win this.
No. Yeah. This is one of my locks. I like the Redskins here.
Matt Ryan
is all day long.
Well on the road.
Swearinger was the number one safety in the league this year so far, according to Football Focus. And who's the number two safety?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. They just got he just got traded to the Redskins. Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Oh right.
Well, I forgot about ha ha.
So they have number one and number two safeties in the league on the same team.
He's the number two safety in the league right now.
Yeah,
Green Bay gave up on him too soon. It's not like he fumbled the ball running it out of the end zone when he wasn't supposed to.
Oh my God, right. That's what really happened, by the way, last week.
Yeah, that was bad. But I don't know
why
they
got
him.
No, I think they thought they couldn't sign him after this year. He wanted too much money.
Yeah,
so
he was a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, he's like in his late 20s. Huh?
But he's at the end of last year of his rookie contract is why.
But HaHa, like you said, this guy's good. It's weird they gave up on him.
Interesting fact, HaHa is a nickname. His actual name is Hashan.
Well, I didn't think anyone would name their kid HaHa, but
thank you, Jordan.
Yeah,
because
Hashan is a much more common.
Yeah,
Hashan. H-A-hyphenated Sean.
Well, that's
yes, it is.
Yeah, I think
no, it's an apostrophe.
It's an apostrophe.
I think I like HaHa better.
I do too. Yeah.
Hashan Treshawn Clinton Dix. You can't have a first name and a middle name that rhyme.
No,
Hashan.
Even his last name, Clinton Dix. I mean,
well, that's a hyphen.
So yeah, but
probably adopted.
Go with Clinton. I just stay with Clinton. Drop the Dix.
I got to put a timestamp down to pull that clip.
No, but back to the game. Yeah. I really like Washington. Washington's a lot better than people
think. I agree with
you
totally. It's stats. Atlanta's not that great on the road this season.
Atlanta's defense
Matt
is
Ryan
banged
is
up.
Not that great on the road this season.
Matt Ryan's been doing great. I disagree with you.
They're 2-8 against the spread on their last 10 road games coming into this game.
You disagree with that too, Brian?
That's a statistic.
You can't disagree with numbers.
0-7 against the spread after totally 400 yards last game, which they did.
When is Adrian Peterson going to run out of gas? I think this is about it, isn't it?
No, he looked great.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, he did.
Nobody trains like Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, we do.
No. And he's not that old. He's 30, 31.
Nobody trains like Adrian Peterson. I think he has a year or two left. Definitely until the end of this year. I'd like to see them go to the playoffs, honestly.
I mean, look at Gore still
see what
out there
he's got.
Playing. Gore's actually
not at a high level, mind you, but he's still out there making
he's
plays.
He's doing all right.
No, he's on a roster. He's their second running back.
Arguably one. I mean, Kenyon Drake gets the passing work. But
well,
I mean,
sure.
Okay, so I like Washington here. It's a talented team. Great. I like that defense. I like that running game.
I agree as well.
Falcons can't stop them. Falcons can't stop them. I see them creating some turnovers.
And this is going to be another Falcons high-scoring match, I believe, as well.
It's 48.5. I agree. I would take the over there.
Washington's played great at home this year. I don't know if they've lost, actually, so they're at home. So, yeah. I think I'll go Washington on that.
Okay. Next up, we've got Chicago Bears minus 10 at Buffalo Bills. The over and under on that is 37.5 points.
Wow, and I thought that the Houston-Denver game was going to be the lowest one.
Nathan Peterman is all we need to know about that game. It's going to be a blowout. The guy sucks. And if he gets injured, who are they using? There's nobody.
I think they just signed somebody. I'm trying to remember who it was.
Really?
And probably somebody who was better or worse than the punter at throwing the ball.
Aaron Rodgers backup.
Yeah, exactly. Probably the guy who's packing groceries at the local Publix.
37.5 is too low, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, Derek Anderson.
He's got a concussion.
No, he's out. He's out. Yeah.
So they, as far as it says here, they don't even have a third quarterback roster. They got Allen, Anderson, and Peterman.
Well, Anderson's gone.
Maybe they just go all Wildcat with those awesome running backs, Chris Ivory and LeSean McCoy.
I'm
Shady.
Surprised
I
he's
could see that happening,
after.
Too.
You're right, though. Maybe they'll put the punter at quarterback.
Oh, they signed Mac Barkley. That's what I was saying. Yeah,
Barkley.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
To save the day.
Never heard of him.
Household name right there, yeah.
There you go.
He was.
I don't know. I'm with you guys about fading the Bills, but at the same time.
You cannot ever bet on the Bills. That's just period.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but at the same time, Bears favored by 10 just doesn't sound right.
Oh, I'm not betting on them. I don't like that either.
It does not sound right.
They look good, but
they do look good.
They could also look really bad at times. Is Mac in?
Well, that was
last week.
I don't know about that. He was questionable last night when
they
I
don't need him.
As of one today, of he should be playing.
Could fill
but,
in for him.
Cohen and Trubisky have been really hooking up nicely there.
Yeah, they have.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think they'll cover the 10.
Jordan's just disappeared from that line.
I know. What's up with
Howard?
That?
Yeah.
This could be his week. I mean, if he's going to do something, do it against Buffalo.
I don't think so. I would go the other way. I think Cohen has a good day. The one thing the Buffalo Bills have going for them is they've got a good defensive line against the run and against the pass.
Well, Robinson, too, really needs to step up. He isn't really – I mean, obviously, he wasn't – I don't know if he
hasn't done much. Taylor Gabriel, either. I mean, they have weapons on that team.
But they're spreading the love around, I guess, and that's good.
I like that. All right, so next up, we've got Houston Texans plus one at Denver Broncos. Over and under is 46. What do you think, guys?
I think this is the lowest scoring game of the week, first of all.
This is already a revenge game for Demetrius Thomas, right?
Demetrius Thomas, yeah. Right.
Another interesting trade.
Yeah. I mean, what happens there? You think he's going to be doing – I mean, might as well hit on it real quick because he did just recently get traded. And now he's playing his team.
I don't think he looks at it like that. He's been with Denver for so long. I don't think that was a non-amicable trade. You know,
I agree, too, and like, I think he's a here. Downgrade for the Texans, losing Will Fuller and putting him in. I think Will Fuller, former first-round pick, was the better, more explosive opposite.
And he's used to the system.
To Hopkins.
Is Kiki Kuti, I think he might be. Yeah,
he's questionable, like, but I think he plays.
Okay, so that's...
Yeah, I like Lamar Miller to have another strong performance. He's had two in a row.
How about Hopkins? Isn't it time for him to...
Hopkins has been solid, always, steady. Yeah.
God, was it last week he made that amazing? It seems like every
week
he makes
between the legs
game,
catch. But it wasn't a catch, though. They ruled it pass interference.
Right.
Offensive pass interference.
I do a between the legs catch every time I head to the bathroom.
Hey!
But you're on fire.
I think that's another note to take that out.
All right.
Editing. All right, this is one of my locks. I like the Texans here against the Broncos. I'll take that 1 point all day long. The Texans have won, what? Four in a row now?
No, they're 5-3 on the season, and they've definitely
looked
to get
through. I think you're right.
And Denver has not been covering
four
games.
In a row. Denver has not looked good.
How bad did Case Keenum get in like a matter of a season? Like last year, he didn't look horrible. He didn't look good, but he didn't look horrible.
He's a system quarterback, and he was running a good system there. He's never been able to take over a team and lead a franchise.
Is that what Denver thought then? That he could come in and take over?
I think so.
They're just dead wrong.
I like Sutton in this game, though.
Yep.
As a plug-and-play fantasy starter.
I agree. That's why I picked him up.
With Thomas out, you got Sutton on one side, and newsflash, Emmanuel Sanders is the number three fantasy wide receiver for the year so far.
That is a surprise.
Didn't somebody just trade him in our fantasy league?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually a good guy to hang on to.
What do you do? What do you do?
You got Cam Newton.
And Julio Jones out of that trade.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have Cam Newton yet.
Oh, that's right. It hasn't been finalized.
In any case.
Still go veto crazy.
Next up, we got the Chargers +2 at the Seahawks. What do you think, guys?
Chargers cover.
That's I like one the of Chargers to cover.
I don't.
I disagree. Totally.
Yeah, me too. You don't doubt Russell Wilson. Chris Carson's playing well.
What about Seattle growing a run game? Nobody. I mean, it's been back by committee. They've looked terrible.
They will run that all offensive over the Chargers line this weekend. And actually, we were talking about props earlier. I have Carson to go over 108 rushing yards.
What's the line on that?
That's a +254 line. He's three of his last five games. He's over 100 yards.
Nice.
And I think the Seahawks, like I said, run all of it.
And Joey Bosa's still out, huh?
Joey Bosa. I think he's out.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. The Chargers. They've won a bunch in a row there, and I have them as a sleeper pick to go far in the AFC.
And don't forget, they're coming back from the England too.
Yeah, the bye.
Right.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with the Seahawks on this one. In fact, I think I'm going to lock that one in. By the way, we should quickly mention there's six teams on bye this week.
Right.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So for fantasy owners, it's probably one of the toughest weeks to fill.
I have no major players on a bye this week.
I do.
I have several.
Yeah.
In several spots.
Just Carlos Hyde, and I wasn't starting him anyway.
Yeah.
So next up, what's probably the game of the week, Sunday at 4:25, we've got the undefeated Los Angeles Rams against the New Orleans Saints.
Yep.
Line is Rams +1.5 over and under 59.5. What do you think, guys?
This is one of my locks, Rams cover.
Is anyone going to take the under on this game?
No,
under.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Tell you.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
This is another prop one, though.
This is an offensive battle right here.
I'm staying away from this game. Really? The Saints have been playing sneaky well. Okay, and I think that
the Rams are
coming up against in a really tough stretch right now.
That is true.
And in their tough stretch, including what? KC, they just had Green Bay, they've got New Orleans. The toughest of these games is going on the road against the Saints. I see them dropping one of the games, and I think this is the game they drop.
I like the reasoning there, but I don't agree. I think New
you think they
is
win all of
way
them?
Overrated at home. No, I'm just saying that they win this game. I haven't done my research.
I actually thought the Rams' loss was going to come against the Packers, like looking ahead
did.
In the season. Yeah, and it almost did. So
almost
I think they're
did.
Taking this one. Can the Saints' defense stop the Rams? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's going
to
be the
I think case. They just have to be opportunistic. They're good at getting turnovers sometimes. Their plus-minus turnover differential for the Saints is what keeps them in games.
Yeah, I agree. And I got another prop on this, too. Thomas over 116 yards +126, because I think the Saints are going to be playing from behind.
I like
for
that.
Most of that game.
Definitely.
Hopefully they use Ingram a bit.
I thought about putting him over 15 or 13 carries, but...
That's a tough one, man.
It's
been weird.
It's hit or miss with Ingram right now for them. They either use him and really execute him really well, or they just really don't even
I think he's
him.
Touchdown or bust. I mean, he's always getting the carries, just... Not necessarily the red zone touches, and when you have
Kamara's
Kamara,
been so dangerous in the red zone. There's really no reason to have him as a third down quarterback, even though he is the quintessential big burly rusher for third down. They don't even bother rushing it,
and they both catch the ball fantastically. I mean, Kamara and Ingram both can catch.
Why not make one of them a wide receiver?
Because they're like my height.
So there's a lot of short wide receivers out there.
Not that short.
And they actually line Kamara up wide a
lot.
Yeah,
he does actually play in the slot quite a bit.
Next up, really interesting, we've got Green Bay Packers +6 at New England Patriots.
I like to call this game the Battle of the Goats. Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers.
It's only the second time they played.
Yeah, only the second time they've ever played each other. And
this is the first time Aaron Rodgers ever goes to Foxborough.
Yep.
So that'll be a fun experience.
And Bill Belichick actually came out and had a lot of nice things to say about Rodgers. It almost gave the impression that he would rather have Rodgers than Brady.
I think he would. I think most people would.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
5 years ago, no. Well, maybe.
Brady's actually only four touchdowns away from Brett Favre's record, so isn't that
it could happen
in
this
game. Yeah, it could
happen
in this very game.
Drew Brees' record anyway at some point.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, though. That's really impressive.
Yeah. I mean,
I hate Tom Brady.
I like Josh Gordon coming up in this game. He's getting to know that offense a little bit better. I think he looks a little better.
Don't look at me.
Is Gronk playing in this game? I mean, oh, he's been injured through the week.
I believe
he keeps playing, and they keep not really using him. He's more of a decoy than anything. Hell of a blocker, though.
I don't think Matt likes us talking about Josh Gordon since Josh Gordon lost him his fantasy game last week.
No, it wasn't. It was Edelman or Amendola.
Nice.
For me. Horrific loss.
Hey, you got rid of Amendola, too.
No, he has.
You lost to Brian, right?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Was the game? It was the Dolphins game.
That is embarrassing.
Kenyon Drake gets another touchdown for me, and I'm looking at my scores, and I'm very happy about this. And then I look across, and his score jumped up at the same. And I realized that
Amendola
got thrown
through
the pass by Amendola. And I text him immediately, and I go, if I lose by less than 6 points, I'm going to be really pissed. And I lost by four.
There you go. Yeah.
It was a great pickup by me. Picked him off the waivers. Yeah. Because all their wide receivers got, you know.
Devastating loss. I was so mad.
Great pickup.
I would just quit fantasy forever if I lost to Brian.
I almost just
you should just give me props because that was a great pickup on me on the waiver wire.
Yeah, because you really did the research that he's going to get a touchdown pass this weekend.
Hey, man.
I liked the chances.
To nullify my touchdown catch, no less.
It was a great week.
August, I think this is a really interesting game. I'm going to take the points here. 6 points is a lot of points between two very good teams.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm.
Wait. So, I got. So it went up. You got it at six.
I have it at 5.5. Too.
Yeah, I have it at 5.5.
Nuts.
And I'm taking the Packers on that. I think the Packers cover.
I do too.
And that's one of my locks.
I'm off this game totally. I like this. I like an under here though. I will say that.
I think it might come down to 56.5 under. Last touch of the ball. I mean, both of them are good at doing these crazy. Fourth down.
Oh, yeah,
how about New England for the first time in like 40-plus games or 30-plus games getting a defensive touchdown last week?
Has it been that long?
It had been that long.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
Even under Matt Patricia.
Right.
Really?
Well, he's not out there catching balls.
Oh, but he was a great defensive coordinator.
No,
he was a decent defensive coordinator. Enough to get him a head coaching job on a really shitty squad.
Yeah.
You see what Matt Patricia did to a reporter this week?
What's that?
They he got into like a little, like, I wouldn't say like an argument, but he like called one out. Like, so, I guess there was like a reporter kind of sitting how I am, slouching my chair, not really showing much respect. And Matt Patricia looks at him and says, "Man, why don't you sit up? Have a little respect for the process here." And then in ESPN, they just tore Matt Patricia apart. Like,
I would too. I mean, Matt Patricia, like,
sit up straight.
Matt Patricia going, have some respect. What? Look at your appearance.
Yeah, and then
Coming from Matt Patricia, on the sideline.
The dude hasn't shaved
years.
In forever.
Okay? He shaved at the beginning of
he
the
looks
season.
Like a tub of lard.
Yeah.
Okay. Speak for yourself.
He doesn't dress for anything.
No, you're right. He looks like he belongs at a tailgate.
Right.
What's wrong with tailgates, man?
He is a genius, though.
Defensive genius. Fair enough. Genius. I don't know. That might be a stretch.
Belichick disciples don't do well as head coaches, but I am rooting for him.
Well, it's so tough because you don't have to do as much as people in other systems, I think.
Right, because Belichick is just such a micromanager.
Fucking Phil Jackson or whatever, you know, it's just their assistants don't have to pull as much weight as other teams do. But, all right.
What's the next game?
Next up, well, lastly, we got the Monday night game, and it's Titans-Cowboys. Titans plus 5.5. Over and under is 41 on this, which I think is low.
These numbers all change by the time we get here.
Well, yeah, right. You got to look at it. That's the point.
Well, Amari Cooper's debut.
It's exactly what they needed. I think he comes into Dallas and becomes an absolute star.
I agree.
Because Dak has been doing it with nobody near his caliber at wide receiver. No. I don't think Dez is even on the level of Amari Cooper talent-wise.
But I will say that I was shocked. I didn't realize how young Amari Cooper is.
Yeah, end of his rookie deal. 24. Remember, he was the number one wide receiver drafted in that draft where Perriman came out in that draft and Devontae Parker came out in that draft and a bunch of other bust wide receivers.
Bust, I just picked up Devontae Parker this morning.
What? I like him as a fantasy pickup with Wilson out. I think he'll do pretty well. We've been waiting for 4 years for him to do something.
Well, he burned me year one already.
He's been like a sleeper for 4 years now.
Yeah, I think Dallas destroys Tennessee in this game. I don't really know why that happened. Like you said, I think Amari Cooper comes out and has a big game. The offense needs that jump start. Ezekiel Elliott's going to finally have some space to run.
Yeah, they need lots
of
Zeke.
I like the Titans in this game, actually. to cover.
Of course you do.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let me write hey, I wouldn't really be talking shit when I'm the one winning our locks of the season.
We are tied.
Tied.
I went 4-1 the week before, 3-2 last
week.
Show
that week. This is my second.
So how
week.
Are we tied then? If I have more,
I'm proud of you, Brian.
My winning percentage is probably better than yours. Then
we're all really proud of you, Brian. How are you doing in fantasy?
Yeah, why don't you go grab a piece of candy off Maybelline's table for yourself and treat yourself.
I didn't notice the candy.
Yeah.
Jordan's going to get to
actually
it.
Actually is candy.
Nerds into the
actually
microphone.
Is candy. Wow.
All right, so let's review our locks for this week.
Pass the nerds, Joe.
Would you like to start, Dave?
Yeah, I'll go for my locks. I'm locking in. You going to write these down?
I should probably write these
down. Yeah. We're taking five, right?
Mm-hmm. Take five.
New England. Seattle, Kansas City, Carolina, and I'm gonna lock in the Steelers for some odd reason.
I like that.
Yeah, I wanna you know just go
you
off.
Just flip flop there. You said Ravens earlier.
Yeah, I did, but I also believe it or not, I had Tennessee as a lock, but I changed that too. I don't know why I changed it, but
well, you guys changed my mind on the Jets game. Talking to y'all.
Yeah, so I changed it at the last moment. Hey, look, you're eating all the nerds.
Sorry for you guys. This is not a visual podcast, but Jordan just dumped like a half a box of somebody else's candy in his mouth.
Yeah.
So all right, we'll
those are your locks, right?
All right.
Like those are my locks. Matt's got them written down.
While Jordan's chewing, we can have Brian give his locks.
All right. My first lock is going to be Kansas City. Uh-huh. Number two is going to be the Chargers. Three is the Rams, Green Bay, and the Titans.
Wow.
Interesting.
We're on different sides.
I like Houston as my number one lock for sure. I like the Chargers. Who else did I have here? I like Minnesota. I like Carolina. Yeah. And I like the Redskins.
All right, then mine will be Kansas City.
You better write yours down so you can't change them.
I have them here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Spreadsheet. I'm organized.
All right, yeah, okay. Okay, you're one step ahead. All right, yeah. Go for it.
Chiefs, -8. Rams, +1.5. Iowa, Washington, -1.5. Tampa Bay, +6.5. And Pitt, +3. I also
Tampa
do
Bay,
like.
Tampa Bay, really?
I also
We're
do
locks
like Houston.
Against each other?
Excuse me?
We have locks against each other? You're going Tampa Bay, really?
Yeah.
So one of you is going to be.
I'm thinking side bet.
Well, I also took Carolina.
Those,
I took Carolina as well.
Hamburgers
as a lock.
On the street.
All right, I'll take that.
Jordan will take food any day.
Yep, sure.
What a
I
bet.
Do like Houston, too, but that didn't quite make my bet.
I really like Houston.
And
that's
then
my
the two
favorite
props
of the
I liked, just in case anybody's interested, Carson to go over 108 rushing yards for Seattle, +254. And,
I like that a lot.
Thomas over +116 yards, +126 for New Orleans.
All right. We'll look into those next week and see how we all did and how you did with your locks and your props. Couple other things we should, I don't know, do you want to look at MVP picks in the NFL right now at the half season mark? You want to do that next week? You guys have any opinion?
Mahomes or Gurley?
Mahomes, Gurley.
Yeah.
Okay. And who do you guys like between the two of them, Mahomes or Gurley?
Oh, that's really tough because Gurley, I think, has slightly better numbers, but Mahomes is a great story, you know?
Yeah, I really think Mahomes, except the other person who might get it is Drew Brees. Depending on how his team finishes, he's been setting records.
Yeah.
He's older. He's still doing it.
But that
it.
Would feel more like the lifetime achievement MVP, even though it's not yet. And he already has an MVP or two under his belt.
He does, but they look so good.
They do.
Except he hasn't been winning it for him. I mean, what was it, 127 pass yards last week for him?
No.
Yeah, true. He did terribly. So. It wasn't a good day.
Well, he didn't need him. He still won.
Yep. And I guess defensive, probably Aaron Donald or somebody on that defensive
Aaron Donald
line
for
the Rams, I would think.
Yeah, at this point. Mac had a shot at it early on in the season, definitely.
Yeah,
especially
that's true.
With a lot of news and a lot of hype.
I think he still got a shot. Mm-hmm. If he picks it up here at the end of the season, I think he's still got a shot. He's still got almost half the season
maintains.
Left.
He's, you know, he's a young guy. He'll bounce back.
I don't think anybody's really jumped out as the defensive MVP yet.
No, I can't think of anybody.
Not like on offense.
I don't know. Aaron Donald, I think, when I see that guy play, he stands head and shoulders above the rest, man. He looks good out there. And I don't know. I would pick him right now. Okay, now let's Let's segue over to a little bit NBA talk. Tyronn Lue is dust out of the Cleveland Cavaliers camp after the 0-6 start.
What do they expect?
Makes sense.
Yep. What did they expect them to come out and start playing? Like, really, quite frankly, I mean, they're a mediocre team who lost the best player in the league.
Yeah.
I agree.
Why? I mean, if you're going to fire him after six games, why even bring him back in the first place?
Yeah, and what should have expected?
They're going to bring somebody else in. It doesn't matter because this team's going to get broken apart.
The before team is the garbage.
End anyway.
The Cavs are garbage.
J.R. Smith this morning is demanding a trade. Because Kevin Love is hurt. Yeah. I think he's a little banged up.
He's always hurt.
That's true.
Yep.
They really ruined him. He was such a good player before he came to Cleveland.
Seems like Cleveland, no matter what sport, is just the place to go where players go to die.
It's always been like that.
Yeah. Although LeBron didn't die there. So.
No.
I guess LeBron was made there almost. I guess you could say he was made in Miami.
Yeah, perhaps. But, I don't know. It's a weird firing. I understand why they did it. I just don't understand why they bothered to bring it back at all if they were just going to fire him after that. Do you expect him to be good? Did the ownership expect them to be competitive or anything?
I agree with you.
What's the difference if an 0-6 or a 3-3 or whatever? It doesn't matter.
How about Derrick Rose?
How about Derrick Rose?
Good for him. I'm so very happy for him after last night's performance. 50 points.
Me too.
Great. I don't know why everybody's like got such a boner about it, but I think it's pretty cool.
Right, because he's battled through injury.
So many injuries.
So many bad injuries, ones. And he bad used to injuries. Be so good.
Still he was.
And then now he works so hard to get back from these injuries. He's on a okay team at the Timberwolves and puts up 50 points. And he was emotional about it. His teammates and everyone across the league, not even just teammates, everyone across the league was supporting him when that happened.
Yeah,
it's hard not to
root
for him.
Rally around stuff like this in professional sports.
Well, I mean, he was I guess you could say he was LeBron before LeBron was LeBron.
No. Definitely
no.
Interesting.
He was like the best thing to happen to the Bulls for a season since Michael Jordan. They had like a 2% chance to get the number one pick that season.
How about how bad the Bulls are this year?
Don't even start.
Well, I mean, they are just really bad, like rip-roaring bad.
Well, let's talk about the Warriors game the other day with the Bulls.
92 points in the first half.
Did you hear about that, Dave?
Yeah.
That
just
was crazy.
Now.
And then we got a record-breaking three-point
Klay Thomas.
Performance.
Klay Thompson.
Who, I believe. And the Warriors
super
at
underrated,
halftime,
by the way.
Overrated?
Underrated. Klay
really?
Thompson.
You think he's underrated?
Yeah,
I think he gets lost in the mix of that superstar team, but I think people know that he's a great player.
He's the only player on the Warriors right now that would fit on any franchise out there. It doesn't matter which one they want him. He plays great defense. He shoots the ball.
He is their Horace Grant or whatever.
Every franchise that's in the league would want him.
All right.
Underrated.
Fair enough.
We're going to talk about this Michael Jordan, LeBron James one-on-one thing that they've been hitting at.
It's weird. Like
I don't know. Was that really hitting on it? I mean, I guess a little.
Is that really a thing?
Jordan filmed like a commercial about it.
Well, he filmed a commercial about Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. About him and LeBron.
I think he's just bored.
Well, LeBron's was talking about it. LeBron was talking about it as well. I don't know. This would have been great 8 years ago, maybe. I think Jordan.
Well, they should do a simulation.
Jordan's just too old. Maybe
NBA
2K
simulation.
Yeah, do that.
It still would be fun. But look, like Mickelson and Tiger Woods have their playoff thing coming up soon. So I mean, there is a place for this.
Golf's
kind of stuff.
A little different.
It is a little different. That also should have happened 10 years ago.
Agreed.
But I don't know. It'd be fun to see them do something. They can't play a full competitive 1-on-1 game. I think LeBron would destroy them. Unfortunately.
Of course. But I mean, you're talking about active
a guy who still is. MVP
active MVP of the league against geriatric.
I honestly just
he's
don't
like
even
60 years old.
I don't even understand how people are comparing the two. Like
right
you're
now?
coming from two different generations of basketball. Back in Michael Jordan's era, it was a much much more physical game than it is today.
And yet he still scored like crazy.
And yet LeBron James is the bigger, stronger, more physical
much
athlete.
Much bigger.
Yeah, but to me, they're
much bigger. I mean, we're talking 6'6 to 6'8, so not much bigger, just bigger.
Much bulkier.
To me, you're talking about two different play
types.
Well,
it is.
Playing styles there.
I'd say it would be fun if you can only score outside the paint. No points in the paint, I think it would be more interesting to watch them play one-on-one that way. But whatever.
Jordan would win that.
It would be a great promotion for them. Him and Kobe would be fun to watch. Jordan and Kobe.
Even still, though, you're talking too big of an age difference.
It is true. It is a lot.
All right. Well, the youngsters are playing in college football. The AP top 25 are out. The top five have not changed. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, Michigan, the top five.
It will this weekend.
Yeah, how about that LSU-Alabama game?
Oh, my God, it's going to be so great.
That's the game of the week.
As long as Alabama wins. I need Alabama.
I really think that Alabama, this is their one chance of losing a game for the rest of the season, maybe.
Sure. Yeah, I was looking at the schedules for all the teams, and they, as far as their skill level compared to who they're playing against, they are.
Yeah. Alabama's ruined college football.
Yeah, no. A lot of people share that sentiment.
No, yeah.
This is not something that, this is something, you know, there's always the best team.
There's always a best team.
For a while, it was always the Big Ten. It was Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan. They were the best teams. Florida State for a long time ruined football. I remember growing up when
Florida
I was younger,
State?
I hated Florida State. The Seminoles, they were all amazing back in the 90s. And this, now it's just this turn.
But now
even
it's
for a
Bama.
While, it was
Roll
Boise
Tide.
State. And you got those smaller, really fast-playing teams that were doing really well. And now it's Alabama, whatever.
Notre Dame's
like
8-0.
They're just a bunch of weird
Notre Dame's 8-0, too, huh?
Yeah, Notre Dame looks really, really, really
Notre
good.
Notre Dame
that
looks
first
good.
Loss really kills me now.
I saw Ian Book was actually up for Heisman consideration the way he's been playing.
He
there.
Deserves
but,
it.
Yeah, he's been he's been good. Let's go over a couple teams that – that well, first that went up, Utah, up seven notches. A couple that went down, Texas and Texas A&M.
Yeah, Texas A&M
both went
both
down
lost badly.
Both went down nine notches.
Texas A&M shouldn't even be there anymore.
I agree. They kind of fell off. Texas, where did that come from?
Jeez, tough year for Texas football, huh?
It really is.
I kind of like Utah. They've been playing some good
even
games.
TCU.
Lately.
6-2.
6-2. All right, so we'll go
over
some.
UCF's looked pretty good, actually.
Who?
There's a couple of good.
University of Central Florida.
There's a couple of good games this weekend for college. You know,
really
you got,
good.
You got Georgia, Kentucky, West Virginia, Texas.
I don't think Georgia, Kentucky is going to be that good of a game. Georgia kills them.
I think so, too. But
what's the line on that? You know, it's like 24.5 or something?
No, 8.5.
Oh, wow.
8.5. Oh, I would take Georgia all day long there.
But there was a big one that I was looking at.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
Louisville. No, no, that's not it.
There was a game I was looking at that was, yeah.
It was just a huge. You guys can talk while I
cue find the Jeopardy.
Yeah, we'll just sit here. Just be quiet.
Thinking.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, exactly. We will be talking about the World Series here in a second.
Oh,
we're
the Clemson.
About that.
Yeah, it's the Clemson Louisville game. Clemson's,
that's a big rivalry. I like that.
Clemson's favored by 38.5 points.
Wow.
Wow. That used to be such a good series.
Not covering.
That is massive.
Obviously, Trevor Lawrence has worked out there. You got that young quarterback at Clemson who's really come into his own there very quickly. So, yeah.
I remember Watson dominating that game a couple years back.
See. Oh, the other college note that I wanted to talk about is Maryland. Good job on them
firing that
guy. I don't know why they waited to reinstate him and then fire him the next day.
There was that.
Whatever, that really defeats the purpose of trying to make yourself look good. But at least they got rid of him.
I don't know what the hell was going on in their minds. You have a player that died on the field because of a workout.
Yeah.
And direct then result. You reinstate the head coach who, I mean, Urban Meyer, I understand. I could understand. Or you know, a winning coach. But this guy's a losing coach for the program.
Well, there's a small difference there, too, is that Urban Meyer didn't actually do anything except for saying something about
no, I'm
that.
Just saying
this
if Urban Meyer was put in the same the same position, if the same scenario was happened, if a player died, I could understand why you bring Urban Meyer back. He's a winning coach. He's proved
you can't
himself.
Look at that kind of stuff in these situations, I think.
You really can't.
I think you can.
You
I think
shouldn't.
You can.
Really? It shouldn't
so
be.
What kind of a record makes it okay for you to kill a player?
I wouldn't put fault on the Maryland head coach.
I mean, at this point,
what?
How many people...
You don't blame him for this?
I don't think it's his direct fault. I think
yes.
He did have a play in it, but I don't think it's his direct... I think there's a lot of people to blame on this, but you don't bring a losing head coach back and then fire him the next day. You just fire him.
That can't have anything to do with it.
Let's frame this differently. How many people can Nick Saban kill at this point?
Depends. Well, he's a Michigan State fan. If you ask an Ohio State fan, that's a different... Or an
Alabama
fan, that's a different answer.
I'm saying at least four or five.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's good.
One per national championship
he's good
at a
for
minimum.
A few.
No, I don't think you can take that kind of stuff into account. I think that
I
if,
agree.
I think that if
well, I mean, Bear Bryant things, did that, the Junction Boys, and all of that.
Well, sure.
I guess the science wasn't there to know that you should probably give your players water at some point.
Yeah, that always helps. But
he's still thought of as a legend.
Then again, the medical team there didn't know how to handle the situation either. They didn't cool him down.
Right, okay.
I mean, there's a lot of factors that come into that.
Many factors.
Factors. So you can't solely blame him. Yeah, maybe he worked too
somebody.
Hard. But
that's the way we are in this society. It's unfortunate. You need a scapegoat.
Right.
And you got to get rid of that scapegoat, no matter how good or bad your season
no,
is.
No, I agree. But, I mean, imagine if this would have happened to one of a Nick Saban
People are crazy with their fan base. I have friends that are Penn State fans, and they still wear freaking Paterno shirts and shit
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, that's
and
what I'm
saying. And they're, you know.
Don't get me started on that. I've got my own.
You have children, too?
Right.
Come on. Are you a Paterno fan?
Not necessarily, but at the same time, I don't think we can really know what he knew.
I agree with that, nonetheless.
You know, besides the fact that that dude was, mildly autistic. You realize that he lived on campus. He never got a driver's license.
Paterno.
He lived on campus in this little house next to the stadium that they bulldozed with his statue after he got kicked out. That's why this was so rough on him. He had lived in the same house for 50 years. Next to the stadium, walks to work. He did nothing other than football. Didn't have a driver's license. Guy was so plugged in.
You have a responsibility to use it in certain situations.
I agree. I just you don't know what he really knew.
No,
and
that's
what he
true.
Didn't
and he was
know.
8,000 years old. Also, so
yeah.
All right.
I'm not trying to defend him either.
Yeah.
But
with the, no, I get it. Let's close up with the baseball. Yeah,
World Series. Redskins won. Baseball's over.
Redskins won. Right. Yeah. The Redskins won the World Series.
I was like,
Red Sox
what?
Won. Baseball's over.
I thought that was a joke at the beginning, but
so
it wasn't.
It's a long way till spring training. Unfortunately, as the one guy who likes to watch baseball in this crew, I hate the Red Sox too, so this sucks.
I think it was inevitable that the Red Sox were going to win. I actually was happy to see LA get one game out of it.
I was actually kind
How about
of
the Dodgers
I
dropping
they were
two
gonna
in
stumble.
A row.
Yeah, I thought it was going six.
Well, after that 18 inning marathon,
yeah.
which I watched
11
every single
hour
pitch.
Game.
Yeah, of course.
I really thought that was going to ruin the Red Sox because they went all balls out. They pitched everybody. Evaldi pitched a complete game almost, and I really thought that was going to be the downfall of their series, and not the case at all.
Couple ex-Blue Jays helped them win, too.
Pierce had an amazing series. Definitely
just had
deserved
to throw
in
the Canada
game.
Team in there.
I need the CanCon, the Canadian
content.
The
only thing content. I really want to talk about with this is the garbage set Red Sox fans who were throwing beer at at the procession
yeah,
and
full
the,
beer.
The World Series trophy.
The only fan full. Base in the world that throws full cans of beers at the players for winning
Philadelphia
yeah. and Boston.
Well, see, here's the difference, too, is the Red Sox fan and Patriots fans. Patriots fans were throwing beers to the players last parade. Red Sox fans throwing them at the players.
Right.
They're the same fan group. It's Boston.
Boston.
It's the Boston. The Boston crew.
Yeah, but they did. I mean, they knocked one of the flags off the World
funny.
Series trophy,
I
think.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
They shouldn't get a new one, too.
Well, how about in the NHL? The Dallas Stars won, and they gave the trophy to the drummer from Pantera, Vinny whatever. Yeah, and he dropped it down into a pool from the 10th floor balcony. So
I feel like that the Stanley Cup is a lot of shit. Doesn't everybody get it for the day?
Yeah, every player
so the
on
Stanley
the team
Cup has seen some shit.
So no, but at what point do they get? Because they said at a certain point when they add the next level, they're not going to allow them to lift it anymore, and that should be coming up really
because,
soon. It's 2020; they won't be able
there
to lift
levels
the
that
cup
take
anymore.
Off?
No, they keep adding levels to it.
Still,
and they're not going to take levels off of it. What they're doing is they said after. I think it's 2020. It might be 2025.
Yeah, it's pretty soon. It's getting tall.
Nobody will be allowed to lift the cup
anymore.
They're going
to have to change it eventually.
Why?
I mean, how big is
this
thing going
to
be? It's going to be dumb.
You won't even be able to transport it.
I think one of my favorite things about it is, too, is there's quite a few typos on the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Maybe you get two Stanley Cups.
Yeah, maybe.
Have a new Stanley Cup?
Yeah. Well, you got to do something eventually. What is? I mean,
you can't just have a
35-foot high trophy. Yeah.
It'll be like the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Way up there, but yeah, every player, like Matt said, every player gets it for a day. So
I thought it was a week.
I don't think so because
it's a day.
because, you know,
well, what about all these players that take it back to their home countries?
Yeah, that's true.
They don't get it for
a
day.
Well, there's probably a lot of Russians that play hockey, so I'm sure that they coordinate that the Russians get it for that week. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
it goes to Russia for a week.
I'm pretty sure every player gets it for a week.
There should be a pocket camera installed on the Stanley Cup, because I would love to know what these people are doing with that thing.
Well, Ovechkin
himself.
Well, they
keep it throughout the season, too, right? Or at the beginning of the season, do they give the Stanley Cup back?
I only see it.
I actually don't know where. I think it goes into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I do not know.
But Ovechkin did all kinds of crazy shit with it. So.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the
Red Sox.
Yeah. That's basically a wrap for the show today. Next week, we'll bring you more stuff on the NFL, college football, some NBA, and also, I was going to say something else, but what else is there?
There's no baseball. There's a lot going on right now.
I mean, I guess maybe some college basketball.
We could start covering some soccer.
We could do soccer, yeah, because we're into the Champions League, so we could talk about that a bit. So we'll bring you all that next week. So thanks for joining us. This is OOBG Podcast.
You've been listening to OOBG Radio, the leading destination for the best sports and betting analysis podcast. Check in each week for more on sports news and forecasting. Don't forget to check us out on your favorite social media website and on OOBG.com.